We next went on to discuss checkpoint inhibitors in renal cell cancer, and the next case was presented by Dr. Eric Ruppard. The patient was a 59-year-old man with metastatic clear cell cancer of the kidney who received first-line treatment with pazopanib, but later had progressive disease, including brain metastases, which were treated with radiation therapy. Dr. Ruppard's question to the faculty related to the choice of second-line systemic treatment in this situation, specifically the question of using a checkpoint inhibitor or another TKI. Dr. Ruppard's plan was to use immunotherapy and questioned whether he should use single-agent nivolumab or add ipilimumab. He also had a few choice words about his experience with TKIs for renal cell cancer, which he called, quote, terrible for patients, particularly in terms of inducing fatigue and malaise, and Dr. Quinn responded.
You know, I don't know what he's talking about. My patients love being on these drugs. So I think, you know, the first realization that these drugs have chronic, fairly debilitating side effects came in about 2005 when we developed a quality of life instrument called the FICSI for renal cell patients. And the FICSI assessment never went up once you started therapy. So you never got back to baseline. And for me, one of the most important things about the CheckMate 025 study, which was the Nivo versus Everolimus in the second line, was that that tool was used, and with nivolumab, you got back to baseline at 6 weeks and you kept going up. So it kept improving, and certainly with Everolimus, it went down and it kind of stayed down and improved a little bit. So yeah, there are issues with these drugs, and I think we can get people through them. The effects and side effects of one drug will vary from one patient to another. So I think that they're not easy to use. I use them more often than most community oncologists, so I'm kind of used to it. I think that they do work, and I think they have a place, but this particular case is a real problem because the patient's presented with bad disease. He's got brain mets, multiple bone mets, is symptomatic with pain, and still has a large renal primary in place, which should not be the subject of discussion of cytoreductive nephrectomy. So he probably scores 5 out of 5 on Mohtz's scale and 7 out of 7 on the Heng scale for being poor risk. And he's progressed on the first scan on pazopanib, a good drug.
So bottom line, he wants to know what you would recommend specifically that he treat this patient with.
So I would go with nivolumab, single agent. I would not add ipi. The patient's already sick, and I don't really think we have a great evidence base in the second line. We have some phase 2 data. We have better evidence in the first line for combining it. So I'd go with nivolumab. I might consider cabozantinib because of the bone metastases.